T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Two outs in the ninth. Jeffers deals. And he struck him out! And the Brewers win!
This segment of the Bill Michaels Show is sponsored by Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay cash for your gold. And by Stein's Garden and Home, planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946. 16 locations, family owned.
My goodness, Jeffers slams the door.
Now, it's time to hear from JJ. Milwaukee hard thrower Jeremy Jeffress is on the Bill Michaels Show.
Jeremy Jeffress joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. JJ, how you been, buddy?
Not bad. How you guys doing?
Not bad. Oh, we're doing okay. So I want to go back to the Chicago series, because how crappy was the weather?
Oh, man. You can't get any worse than that, man. I don't know how they made us play in that.
Well, considering, what was it, last year they had you have a rain out on a sunny day, right?
Yeah. You're right. It's unbelievable, man. I'm talking about the wind chill, everything that goes along with it. It was raining. I mean, that rain was freezing, dude.
It was a bad weekend when it came to the weather. You guys drop a couple of games in the process. You lost again last night, but there are some things that are good. There's some things that are bad. Let me ask you this, because last year, you guys got off to such a hot start this year, and then things have cooled a bit, but it seems like it's kind of up and down. There's a little ebb and flow to this. Last year, you got off to a rough start, and then things just began to take off. Where do you feel as a team right now you guys are?
Honestly, I mean, we just – right now, for us, and, you know, just for the guys, we got to understand that baseball is baseball, and, you know, we got to continue to play, you know, how we know how to play. And honestly, the baseball guys are going to take care of everything, man, because, you know, it'll be days. I mean, Lorenzo Cain went the other day in Philly, I think the last game. I think he went like 1-for-4. He got the first knock, you know, and then he went 1-for-4. He comes to the first game tonight, last night, and goes 5-for-6. So it's like you can't get outside of your comfort zone and like panic. Mm-hmm. You gotta keep pushing, you know.
How is every week you and I talk about the pitching staff in general? Guys are feeling it out. I mean, they've had a lot of adjustment. It seems like the last guy on the roster is the guy that pitched that night who has options, and then that guy. I mean, how tough is it when you've got constantly new faces being run out there?
Honestly, with the bullpen, man, I feel like we're appreciating all the help we can get. Any new face that we see, you know, we're accepting them with, you know, with open arms and making sure that they're prepared to throw, you know, two to three innings, you know, maybe throw back-to-back days. So, you know, we're everybody we see, you know, we're happy to see them, because, you know, we need all the help we can get down in that bullpen, and we feel like we're set, man. We're doing pretty good down there.
You guys feel tired?
No, I don't say we feel tired. We just know the work that we have.
Is there a difference? I mean, if you get used a lot, usually, you know, you get a little arm tired. I mean, so, yeah, and they've used the bullpen quite a bit.
Yeah, that's going to happen for sure. I mean, obviously, we know how to take care of ourselves down there. We go over stuff every day to make sure we're good with the training staff and make sure that our bodies are just healthy, because, like I said, we do know what type of workload we have to take care of each and every day.
I know last night was a tough night for you. You gave up the 2-run shot, but you're also hitting 97 on the gun. Do you feel you're completely back now?
Yeah, I do. Last night I felt absolutely amazing. I went after Bryce Harper and Rhys Hoskins, just because I knew the type of hitters they are. I know they have a plan, and honestly, the home run, I've never that was a great hit by the kid, man. He Cesar Hernandez. I've known him for a while. You know, he could play a little bit, but it just surprised me a little. But I feel like I'm back where I need to be, and just making sure that I consistently stay there.
When you say you were a little surprised, is it one of those where you let the ball go and it was just a good pitch, and you just as much
no,
as you, you
no.
really okay?
No, I Yasmani called a breaking ball. I felt like attacking him a different way, and it was not the wrong way. It was not the wrong pitch to attack him by. I threw him a fastball, and his scouting report says that he does not like the ball in. So I tried to attack him a different way. Threw it in a location where I guess you know, and you know, couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, I was going to say when you go with the scouting report and you think you threw a pretty good pitch.
Yeah.
And they go get it. I mean, sometimes it's just the guy hits the ball, and, you know, it is what it is.
For sure. I mean, it happened last year to me with Justin Turner. So, you know, I mean, the guy knows, he knows me, I know him. So, I mean, it's just how we attack each other. And, you know, the other guy won.
When you know, we keep talking about a memory. Now, tonight, same situation. Would you do the same thing or would you do something different?
It just depends. It depends on the scoreboard. The scoreboard will tell you how to play. It just depends on how I would attack them. And if I do, I mean, I would just make the location different, make the pitch different, maybe throw a two-seamer in there.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. It's just the scoreboard will tell you how to pitch a guy and how the game is going.
I wanted to ask you about Keston Hira coming up. You get a young guy that's a high draft prospect. You guys had a chance to see him in camp and the minor league camp and such, and you get a chance to know these guys a little bit. Now you know the pressure this guy has coming up after Travis gets put on the injured list. Is there anything as a veteran you say to a guy that walks into the clubhouse?
Oh, man, that guy's amazing. I started with him in AAA this year, and honestly, I told him before I left there, you know, I can see your future is going to be bright, man. And once you get up there, just, I mean, treat it like a regular, normal game. It might be a different atmosphere. It might be a lot more fans. But honestly, just treat it like the same game that you just left playing, because that's all it is. That's all it is, just a different atmosphere. But enjoy it. Have fun. I mean, because that's the only way you're going to succeed is if you have fun.
Do you, when I mean, obviously, it's like in this business, we know when somebody's pretty good. When you're down in AAA or when you're in camp or when you're seeing other guys and you're trying to work things out and you see a guy come up, you can look at him and go, wow, that dude's got it, right?
Yeah, for sure. You could see it, man. The tenacity and work that he has from spring training on, he's going to be ready, man. I feel like it's going to be a good move for him. Excited to see him play up here because he does have a great swing on him. He has a lot of pop. So, you know, and defensively, he's definitely going to have fun with RC up the middle for sure.
Hey, by the way, how's the weather today in Philly? Because I know you guys have had the crappy weather follow you. You had two bad days in Chicago and then rain last night to get that thing underway.
Yeah, it's still cloudy skies here, but it's a little cold.
Yeah,
long as it's not raining, we're good.
How difficult is it to pitch two nights in a row when you may have come in and thrown a couple of innings, but then it's also cold? It's tough. Is it tough to get stretched out?
Yeah. The body loves to react to, you know, what you're doing. So, I mean, as long as you know what routine you have, you know, when to get ready, when to start preparing, it's all about matching it up on time and just making sure you're ready. So, yeah.
Just hang in there, man. Appreciate it, as always, and we will chat again next week. No more two-run shots. Keep the ball low and away.
Yeah, got to, man. Got to.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. See you when you get back.
For sure.
There you go. Jeremy Jeffress, Milwaukee Brewers reliever, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE. Or go to schneiderjobs.com. Always good to get JJ on the air with us, and always good to kind of sit here and BS with him a little bit and get into the head to find out how he's doing. Always good. Always fun. Going to go and take a quick break. We're going to come back. Going to get kind of wrap things up. We're going to discuss a little bit of the Bucks and the Raptors going into this, get a couple of emails in that we got along the way, and then get out of here. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Jeremy Jeffress on the Bill Michaels Show, sponsored by Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay cash for your gold. And by Stein's Garden and Home, planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946. 16 locations, family owned. Hear JJ every Tuesday at 1:30 on the Bill Michaels Show and on demand at BillMichaelsSports.com.
My goodness, Jeffress slams the door.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.